This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You have to take a moment to value what you already have. And if you're not able to put into perspective what you already have, then what you call for will also be skewed and messed up. If you're not dedicating a time of your prayer and your supplication just to say Alhamdulillah, just to thank Allah for what you have, the value, those of us who have children, of being able to go home and hug our children, that value is more precious than anything in the world. And there were a dozen or so people today that were in Dallas, downtown Dallas, that would wish they could be like you. That would wish that they could just have the ability to hug their children and to have them still alive with them in this world. Think about that for a moment. Think about how blessed you already are. And if you realize in Al-Fatiha, it starts off with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Thanking Allah for what you already have, thanking Him for what He's already blessed you with. Then, once you've put that into perspective, then you know what to ask Him for. And instead of being obsessed over asking for your next promotion or asking for more money or asking for blessings of this and this and that, first and foremost, Alhamdulillah for what I already have. Alhamdulillah for what I already have. There are people, not just thousands of miles away, there are people that live next door to you and people that live 10 miles away from you that would kill to be in your position just from what you have, the things that you can't assign dollar amounts to. And how much of your dua goes to just saying Alhamdulillah, goes to just thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the most beautiful questions, I know Sheikh Yasir, mashallah, he and I had a session at ISNA a few years ago on dua, on supplication. And I remember a sister came up after that session and said, is it okay to just do dua al-thana without a talab? To just, thana is praise and talab is asking. Is it okay sometimes to just make dua, but don't actually ask for anything in particular? Of course it's fine. Alhamdulillah. You should spend a significant amount of your supplication just saying Alhamdulillah for what I have. Paying attention to it. Thinking about it. Then you move on to at-talab. Then you move on to the ask. Is it okay to ask for this dunya? Absolutely. Ask for this world. Ask for things of this world. But the priorities you have in your dua say a lot about you as a person and how much perspective you have. Quran tells us, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسْنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسْنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give us the best of this world. And what is the best of this world? Is the best of this world more materialism? No. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah said, الْحَسَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا أَيْ عِلْمٌ نَافِعًا وَرِزْقٌ طَيِّبًا وَعَمَلًا مُتَقَبِّلًا. What means goodness in this world is beneficial knowledge, pure sustenance, and accepted deeds. That's what the ayah means when you say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً, and goodness in the hereafter. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and protect us from the fire on the day of judgment. Protect us from punishment. What we learn from this in terms of an equation for our dua is that two-thirds of our dua should be akhirah-oriented in the first place. It should be related to the hereafter. And even when we ask of this world, we should keep things in proper perspective and know what we're asking for. Know why we're asking for it. If you're asking Allah for something in this world, then attach something to it that you will do with what you're asking Him for His sake. So don't just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something in this world to increase your salary. Ask Allah to give you more so that you can give more. Ask Allah to give you this so that you can do this with it for His sake, so that you can do something good with it. Try to set your dua in a way that reflects sound perspective. Sound perspective. And wallahi, today, and just a show of hands, how many of you were there at the protest today, at the rally? I see you, Umar. Who else was there? All the sisters, mashallah. Lots of sisters. Seriously, if you could look in people's eyes, it really is quite telling. It really is quite telling. Just Alhamdulillah for what we have. Alhamdulillah for what we have. Alhamdulillah for what we have. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us to make things easier for other people as well, to comfort other people that don't necessarily have what we have, that have been deprived of something that we have in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families and bless us with our with our wealth and our families and everything He's given to us in this world, and allow us to use these things in ways that are pleasing to Him. And just an assignment, I want you to right now, inshallah ta'ala, send a message to your family of love. Simple as that. I know some of you will be here all night, but just send a message of love, inshallah ta'ala. You don't have to send a long message, just a message of love. Something to just to be grateful to your spouse if you're married, and to also if you can say something nice to your children, just say alhamdulillah for what you have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this night from us and accept this Ramadan from us, and allow us to have answered and accepted du'as as well, and allow us to ask Him for things that are the most beneficial to us. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.